Unit 7. Grammar Focus. Activity 1.
Stealth advertising, or advertising you wouldn't even know is advertising, is coming to a living room, a college classroom, or a blog near you. Here's how it works. Imagine that you find your rather stylish friend is now looking more stylish than ever. Day after day, she comes to college decked out in fantastic outfits that attract compliments from all and sundry. Then she lets slip that in fact what she is wearing is the new summer range from such and such a clothing company, available online or in store, and at the moment there happens to be a sale on, with some very attractive discounts. Would you smell a rat, or would you think it was just normal chit-chat about clothes and where to get a bargain? Might it be the case that your friend is actually being paid to model these fashion items and sing their praises so as to sell the brand to her classmates? I don't think anybody I know would do such a thing, but if I were to learn that a friend was being paid to promote a product to me, I would be really angry. As unlikely as this scenario might sound, this particular breed of stealth advertising is actually becoming more and more common. For the companies involved, it represents a huge saving on expensive campaigns. But what's in it for people like my stylish friend? It sometimes starts with the person being offered the opportunity to trial a product, let's say a lip gloss. They get a year's supply of said lip gloss free, and then a few days later, someone contacts them to ask how they like it, and then says, "Hey, if you happen to be talking to your friends, can you just mention in passing that you use Lip Lux?" No pressure. After all, it's only if you happen to be talking to them. But you realise that you're being manipulated, or your friends catch on and, outraged, contact the people who make Lip Lux to complain. In most cases, you'll be fobbed off with one of those chillingly formal letters saying that it's normal practice, ending with the challenge, "Should you wish to make a complaint, we suggest you contact the Advertising Control Board." I say it's a challenge because 9 out of 10 times they know you won't. But sometimes people do fight back. A friend of mine who is something of a fashionista has a blog where she writes about clothes and posts photos of herself wearing some of them. One day she was flicking through a magazine and she happened to see an ad for a brand of trainers in which the image was a lot of different pairs of feet wearing them, including hers. In tiny print at the bottom of the page were all the sources for the photographs, including her website. She was furious. Had the company asked my friend's permission to use her blog to promote the product, she would never have agreed to it. But a lot of bloggers wouldn't think twice about accepting money, though sometimes they're just given the clothes and encouraged to wear them. The really big bloggers demand high fees for this, sometimes as much as $50,000. I wonder what their friends would think if they knew.